Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You on Blog Talk Radio, and I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the creator of the Power to Be You platform, and I am very excited to be here with all of you today for our half an hour coaching session. And I just have to take a few moments to just welcome the listeners, to thank you for your emails, to really reach out to you and tell you how important it is to get the feedback, because doing this virtual platform where you're talking through the radio waves, through the waves that we're using with the internet, through all of this technology, we don't realize, or we come to realizing actually, that outside of these mediums, we are talking to people, and we are connecting with one another. And in this world of communication, it's not just about the person that's talking. It's really about the person who is listening, and about being heard or being listened. And for someone like myself who just can talk, I love to talk, and I do go by the fact that my whole life has been because I've had something to say. And in having something to say, it's not just talking about an opinion, or it's not just talking to talk. It's talking to deliver a message that just lies so fervently within my heart, and that just speaks for itself. And it's not, and I apologize, but it's not my voice. It's not, it's the message, and it's the message to speak for those who don't have the power to speak. And it's a message to represent the people who suffer, and it's the message to represent the children and people who are injured, and women who are abused, and the community as a whole who might not have the strength or the courage or the belief or the hope to know that there's something else, to know that there's another possibility, to know that there are distinctions, to know that there are people who are available to help, to know that there are choices, and to know that collectively as human beings, we all have that light within us, that we aspire for more, and that there is hope, and that there is a world out there that truly has been set for us, and has been set for us to be great, and has been set for us to just really manifest who we are created to manifest. So that just felt like a big, just something that just went through this major wave of emotion. But it all comes down to me saying thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Thank you for being a glass through which I can see my own reflection, because I have the courage to stand up and say, you know what, it's not just me. There's a lot of us. There are a lot of us. And if we can come together and unite via these radio waves or these computer waves, whatever you want to call them, and speak the same voice, which the voice is the voice of love, the voice of oneness, the voice of care, the voice of spirit, and the voice of making our human condition better than what it is, then that voice has no color. It has nothing else but greatness and goodness. And I am a very proud participant of this, of what I would call a movement, an awareness, an awakening, a revolution, a manifestation, everything and anything great. Because it is only when you face where you are that you can move forward. And that is what Power to Be You is about. It is about bringing awareness, about leading you to assume and take responsibility for where you are. It is about us being empowered. It is about being empowered through education, through distinctions, through a statement that somebody makes, through a line that you will read on a book, through a poem, through a video, through a story. And this is what I hope to bring out through this channel and this medium, not just to bring you testimony and information from others who are also on their path of discovery and revelation, but to also create a network of individuals who believe in a better world and who are in their own journey doing and taking action to make this a better place. So collectively, I do believe, and my entire belief is that we can do it together, because as we start showing our light, we also help others to shine their light as well. So again, I thank you all, and I am so excited about 2008 and what the distinctions that I have made in my own life and in my own journey, and just my awareness of what it takes to really manifest what it is that you want to manifest. And I will be the first one to tell you that it's not easy. I will be the first one to tell you that as you go forward, you are bombarded by the challenges of ordinary life. We are bombarded by regular situations, by everyday responsibilities, by the demands of others. It is not easy. It is not easy, because somehow when you're on a path, it seems that something will always happen to throw you off. You know, just when you finally got to a point where you were seeing the clearing, all of a sudden a sandstorm comes across you and wipes you out. But as long as you have a vision, and as long as you know where you're going, you're always able to adjust that compass, and you're always able to set yourself back on that sail and on that path. And that is what awareness, awakening, empowerment is. It is that, because as you become focused and aware of what your purpose is, or at least of what you ultimately want to accomplish, then you begin fine-tuning that, what you would call that reticular activator. I believe it's called the reticular. It's three words, actually, but right now when I get into my passion moments, all of a sudden it's more of the feeling. It's not the actual word, but what it is the area of our psyche and our brain that we're able to all of a sudden focus in on something, and as we become aware of that, all of a sudden our subconscious starts picking it up, and we start aligning ourselves with that everywhere we go, and we start all of a sudden seeing it. So as we see our future unfold, and as we see our purpose, and as we see what we want to create in our lives, all of a sudden we start becoming aware of, oh, this can serve me in that medium, or this individual has something that can help me along the way, you know, and that's the magic, I think, of the journey. And I think that's where we need to become so aware, so that we don't lose that moment, and that we also become just so thankful and grateful for us being able to see that. So on today's show, what I'd like to do is not to get stuck on where I'm coming from right now, because I will say that today has been a particularly trying day. What I'd like to really bring to light is that purpose, just creating a life by design. Because we get so busy with living our life that we don't realize that just doing our life day by day is not the same as creating a life by design. And what I mean by design is really choosing what we want to have in our lives, choosing the type of relationships that we want to be involved with, choosing the quality of life that we want to be surrounded by, choosing the friend, the peer group that we want to call our friends. Really choosing what we pay attention to, what we listen to, what we bring into our spirit. All of these different areas that are constantly affecting us and are being affected whether we choose to realize it or not, we are on a daily existence, on a continuous basis, all of those areas are being affected, because as human beings, we have our mind, our body, we have our soul, our spirit, our emotions. And if we are not consistently aware of these areas, maybe on an outward level, subconsciously we are, and we're picking up things. So what I really like to make it a point is that everything that we do every single day, we are choosing what's coming in, and we have a choice. We have a choice to accept or to reject. And if you know where it is that you want to be ultimately, then you are much more capable of rejecting or accepting what happens day by day after day. So I'm going to share an example. The example that I had today, which is truly took me out of sync, and it really tested my awareness, my stability, my emotional IQ. It tested everything, because it's a part of life, and it's a very insignificant, I would say, because it's really not what I'm about. It's not my journey. It's not where I am, but it's a fact of life. And hopefully it will make sense at the end of the entire call. But one of my pet peeves, one of the things that I really, really hate is having to deal with technology, in the sense of having to deal with the phone system, having to deal with the internet system, all of these different things, because whenever you're dealing with these companies, it requires so much of your time. And it requires you to go through unnecessary question and answers. And a lot of the times, at least through my experience, there's a lot of negotiating, and if you are not certain of what you're doing, you end up a month later receiving a bill for an astronomical sum that you're like, what was this? What did I pay for? And then you have to go back to square one and use another 2 hours of your time to rectify what you did in the first place. So I've been through that time and time again, where now I consider myself what can I say? I've been scarred, and now I just avoid it as much as I can. Now, I realized that in changing a phone system, I also have to be aware of my internet service. And I had chosen to go with a company that right now is dealing with the whole digital medium, dealing with what we can do now through digital. And for those of you who might be listening, you can actually look into it, because it really is an amazing, I think it's a great service. The service I'm talking about is Vonage, which for $25, you have international service and you have home service. So for $25, you are actually able to use the phone, which beats out any other competitor that's out there. And it's not even a competitor. It's become now a company that's monopolizing the phone system. And this is where I live. There's one company that now has purchased all the other companies. And here I am paying $150 a month. So at the end of the day, I ended up going through Vonage, which now requires you to have a separate DSL system. So here it goes again. I have to still go back to my old company. So finally, after spending about in and out, 2.5 hours on the phone line, I finally get the company. And of course, when I'm about to let them go, they say, well, what can we do for you to keep you? Can we send you a $100 check? Can we also, we have a special program now, a new program that's going to give you all of what you have plus more for one-third the price. And on top of that, we're going to give you $20 off a month. So, you know, all of a sudden it's like you're faced with these situations that make you kind of say, well, why am I doing this in the first place? What is the purpose here? You know, what was I trying to do? Was I trying to change my company? Was I trying to not pay less? Was I trying to get better service? What was I doing? You know, and is it worth the grief? Now, because of the fact that now I'm going to end up paying less, even if I had gone with Vonage, now I'm feeling victorious, because it's like, okay, my grief and just, you know, complete disarmament because I'm involved in this situation now has a purpose and now has a reason. And because of that, I was able to kind of tame the uneasiness within me, the anger, like I want to say. But that's not even the story that I want to bring to you. The story is outside of that moment in my life. It's the bigger awareness that my focus is in bringing my mission forward. My focus is in not caring about any of these other things, not robbing my time, not misusing it, because my time is valuable, because I need to put together my programming, because I need to reach out to people, because I need to have my program written so that when I talk to other people, to sponsors, so that when I bring in and talk to nonprofit organizations, because when I go talk and say, look, I can help these kids or I can help these women, I need to have all of this aligned. I need to be ready. And I can't waste my time doing things that really don't constitute what I'm about. And in that example alone is where if I am not in integrity and in sync with what my real purpose is, then all of a sudden I just am not being true to myself. And I am undergoing duress and extreme anxiety and agony because I am not paying attention or I am not really being aligned with where I need to be, where I've committed to being. So, you know, there were two reasons for me sharing this with you. Number one is now you have the information and you can go look for it, which would be great. But the bigger thing is that every single day we have situations where we are constantly being drawn to, where we constantly have to come and put out fires, where we constantly have to be called out of where we want to be. And we are constantly being asked to pay attention to me, pay attention to me, pay attention to this. Give me your time. Give me your money. Give me your spirit. Give me your emotions. I want your eyes. I want your health. You know, and where do you take a stand? And where do you say, enough is enough? That's not where I choose to be. That's not where I want to be. Where do you take control of your own life? Where do you take control of your own life to realize that you only have one life to live? And where ultimately, at the end of the day, you're going to ask that question of yourself. What did I do with my life? What did my life mean? You know, don't wait till that day to ask that question. Empower yourself by asking that question right now, as if you were there. A very strong exercise I did, which I highly recommend, is for you to write, and you might have heard it before, for you to write your obituary. That's one, but I think that's kind of macabre. So what's better is to write your bio. Write your bio, a biography of yourself, as if. Write it as if you were, and fill in the blank. You know what's in your heart, and for anyone else to see that, you must be willing to first give it a voice. So give that voice a platform by writing the bio that goes according to that voice. And when you write it, write all of your accomplishments. And don't negate it. Don't doubt it. Don't question it. Don't minimize it. Do the opposite. You know, just be extreme. Just really push yourself and allow yourself to say it. Allow yourself to dream it. Allow it. Because life will always come in the way. It's normal. It's normal for us to have hang-ups. It's normal for us to have different darts thrown at us in our journey. It's normal to get, you know, to get bogged down or to fall or to slip. All of those things are part of the process. But when you're on track, when you're focused and you know where you're going and you know where you want to be, then you get back online and you continue and you continue. And that's where we are. That's the awareness that a lot of people are seeking. And I think people, all of us have that, and I've experienced it. I've experienced it week after week after week, where all of a sudden I'll hear something, even though I knew it, even though I had heard it before, even though someone told me it before, all of a sudden it's like I hear it, and it connects with a part of me, it resonates with a part of me, and it all of a sudden becomes that key that I needed to allow myself the freedom to finally acknowledge that part of who I am. And it's almost like I needed somebody else's permission. And it's strange how we are and how we operate. But really, this is what we have to allow of ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to really listen to our inner voice. Allow ourselves to listen to who we truly are. That little voice that some people will say is the sixth sense. You know, that's our spirit. That's that flame within us. That's where, when people ask, if you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing? It almost seems like our whole purpose in life is completely dominated by money. You know, as you learn, as you realize, it's money is a medium through which we can manifest a lot of things. Money is a medium and an energy for possibilities. But greater than money is the hidden gem of who we truly are. And that gem is something that it's innate, that we were created with. That gem is what we find when we finally connect to our higher source. And just because we connect doesn't mean that now we have the entire journey set out for us. No. No, Sarie. No. That's when we all of a sudden realize that, okay, you know, here I am faced in this vast desert, and here I'm ready to set off. But I have the strength surrounding me to cradle me and to help me along the way. And when I am weak in that passage, I know that there's a higher force guiding me, who's going to be there picking me up, who's going to be urging me, who's going to be prompting me and pushing me forward. And when I finally need to rest that head, there that force will be. And in all truth and honesty, that is what's allowed me to go forward. Because God knows how many things have been thrown in my journey and in my path. But the more it happens, the more I am becoming playful with it, to the point that even though it might hurt, I say, you know what, bring it on, because as fast as it's going to come, I'm going to kind of kick it back. Because that cannot stop me. That can't stop me. You know? People have had it worse than I. So all of us have our own story. All of us have our own story, our own cross to bear, our own hardship. Plus, each one of us has that area in our lives that we are weak at. Each one of us has an area of our life that debilitates us, kind of like our Achilles tendon. If other people knew about it, that's the area that they would always be targeting. You know, and part of our journey is to be able to take that area and notice what happens when. What happens when I go into that? What happens when I'm in a certain situation that allows that area to show up? What type of people are the ones that prompt that area to just show its funny head? And when you become aware, that's when you say, well, now that I know about this area, and now that I see how this area is not helping me, well, what am I going to do about it? How am I going to combat it? How am I going to change it?
How am I going to wrestle with it?
Because all of these things that I've just been talking about, these snakes that come through our lives when we're on that journey through that desert, all of these things come in, and all they do is either they will give us more resolve to go toward our purpose, or they will serve to stop us on our tracks. And in today's times, that is happening. Again, when you look at people, when you look at families, when you look at the housing market, when you look at divorce rates, when we look at all these different things that pretty much shape our society, now you got to ask yourself. You really have to ask yourself. You know, is this all? And I don't think any of us would take steps if we knew that at the end of the road, we were going to be in some deep, dark hole, buried alive practically. That doesn't sound fun. It doesn't give us hope, or it doesn't raise our spirits, or it doesn't give us those that awe of wonderment and just that ability to say, I want to create, I want to be, I want to help, I want to give, I want to contribute, I want to lead. You know, we all have that. And again, it comes down to the information we have at our disposal. For the majority of the world, as human beings, we can only give what we are exposed to. We can only give as much as our resources allow us. We might want to do a lot, but if we don't have those resources, then it makes it very, very difficult for us to be able to apply ourselves to that endeavor. Sure, there are those who are going to be creative and who are going to construct something out of nothing. But for the majority, for the people who are born with constraints, for those who are in hardship, for those who are malnutrition, for those who don't have the education, the health, the family set up, for those that have been abused, for those that are afraid, for those that are in darkness, for those that don't have role models, for those who don't have leaders around them, who don't have inspiration, for those who've been kept in a box. What about all of those? Well, that's when others come across, and that's when others step in and show their light. So we're coming around full force here into the circle, and again, the point was purpose, a life by design, creating your life by design. Maintaining a level of awareness. Creating a picture for yourself. Looking forward. Stepping forward in order to step back. That's the game. Step now into your skin of how you would be at 80 years old. Step forward. Look at yourself. Look around you. Look at your children or your children's children. Or look at the children that you did not have and you wished you did. Look at the opportunities you took. Look at the opportunities you missed and wish you would have taken. Look at the adventures you said yes to. And look at the dreams you let go. Take a journey into your own life and into your own future. Do it willingly. And then take steps to create that vision. We've come down to the end of our call today. And again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being on Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You. You can come back Thursday. My number to call is 646-716-8620. It is difficult to talk and then answer phone calls at the same time, but you can also reach me on liveandlearnllc@gmail.com. Write to me. Become part of the team. I have great visions for this year, great, great visions, and I want to share this with you shortly as I prepare them. And when I do, I urge you to join me. I urge you to come and be part of the network and connect. And let's weave together. Let's weave together a circle or some form of pattern of friendship, of inspiration, of empowerment, of awareness, of leadership, so that we can guide the world forward. I am set. Are you? Until next time, this is Sandra signing off.